In this episode of New Jersey Living the Podcast, we are continuing the food theme that you've probably taken notice of over the past two episodes, with both Casey Webb being here 2 weeks ago and Chef David Burke being here last week. So we're going to continue with this food theme because we have a very significant event coming up in late April, and we're going to dive into the details in just a few minutes. But be sure to stay tuned, because this is some insights you're going to want to stay really attend to, because if you are a food person like I am, you'll want to have this information, because there's going to be some options, some locations, some events that you likely would want to attend. This is about a month out because we're late March right now, so you have plenty of time to plan accordingly. All right, so stay tuned and dialed in, and let's dive into it now. Welcome to New Jersey Living, the podcast, where we explore all things New Jersey real estate. I'm your host, Corey Jones, a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker and team leader of the New Jersey Living Group. We're a team of experienced agents who specialize in residential sales in several counties ranging from Bergen County in northern New Jersey to Ocean County down the shore. On this podcast, we will talk to real estate experts, local business owners, community leaders, and town officials to get the inside scoop. Various towns in New Jersey. We'll discuss everything from the latest market trends to featured local attractions with dining, recreation, and entertainment. Whether you're a current resident, a prospective buyer, or just curious about New Jersey real estate, we have something for you. So sit back, relax, and join us for a conversation about all things New Jersey living. Welcome to New Jersey Living, the podcast. I'm Corey Jones, podcast host, realtor with Coldwell Banker, host of New Jersey Living, the YouTube channel as well. So if you are interested in learning all things New Jersey, be sure to click like, subscribe, notification bell to stay updated on insights with the real estate market, but all things, including the dining scene, which we're going to dive into now, so social and entertainment events, iconic locations. We cover all those things on this channel, and we also obviously have the YouTube channel as well. So today, I have with me another special guest in the food world here in New Jersey. I want to welcome Jim Flynn, who is founder and CEO of, I want to make sure I get that title correct, Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore Restaurant Week.
Jersey Shore Restaurant Week, and that is coming up. The first date, what's the first date this year, Jim?
The Restaurant Week starts April the 19th.
All right, April the 19th. All right, fantastic. So this is the 15th. Year anniversary, right? Yep. For Restaurant Week. And we're going to first just have a conversation with Jim, just get a little bit of kind of the history of Restaurant Week, where it began, what was the story behind that? And obviously now we're 15 years in, and what are we looking at with some of the special events for this year?
Well, we started 15 years ago. The concept of Restaurant Week actually started in New York City. And it was founded by Tim Zagat.
You remember? Okay, Zagat ratings.
Ratings and so forth. And from there, from New York City, it spread all across the country to pretty much most major cities. Okay. Back in 2009, I also have a travel company, and I was on a trip up to Martha's Vineyard and going up 95, and I saw a sign that said New Haven Restaurant Week. And it was the first time I had seen a restaurant week outside of a major city.
Okay.
And so I immediately called my wife and I said, Google it and see if there's a Jersey Shore Restaurant Week. And there wasn't. So I said, by the name.
Right.
When I got back from my trip, I put together a group of volunteers, and we did our first restaurant week in November of 2009.
Okay. All right. And at that time, did you have a lot of restaurants? Did you start with just maybe primarily one or one location? How did that begin when you first started?
Well, we actually just went out and knocked on doors and told people what the concept was, which was essentially to offer a three-course meal, prefix meal, with three choices in each category. So three appetizer, three entree, and three dessert choices at a set price. So the price would be a value, a real value to the consumer. And I think the first year we had about 35 restaurants participate.
Okay.
And it got up to 110 pre-pandemic. And right now we're at about 75. So we're coming back. It's taken a little longer to get back from the pandemic than I thought, but you know, a lot of restaurants lost people permanently. Right. They got out of the business, and others just had a hard time to replenish their staff. So it became a difficult kind of thing for people. But we're now seeing more and more restaurants coming back online, so we're optimistic for the future.
All right. I've seen a rebound of many businesses now that we're starting to get really out of that pandemic, you know, season. Those that are been able to sustain and be on that path of recovery, seeing a little bit more of that. In regard to locations, Jersey Shore, obviously, we're talking Monmouth County, I guess, all the way down into Ocean County.
We start with the northernmost part is Keyport.
Okay.
And it goes, I guess it's 40-some miles south to Seaside Park.
Okay. Got it. So for this year, and we talked a little bit prior to us going live with the recording here about a couple of the highlight events that are coming up. So can you talk a little bit about what are some of these key events that somebody wants to tune into this, hasn't been attending in the past, what are some of those events they may want to attend this year?
Well, we do different events in the spring and in the fall, but we do probably 3 to 4 special events each in April and in November. In the spring this year, we're starting off with the Chef's Invitational, and we invite about 15 top Jersey Shore restaurants to come and cook a signature dish, sample size and so forth.
Okay.
And it's a walk-around event. The consumer gets to taste all of these different signature events. We have an international wine bar and live music. Live music this time is going to be Zach Alexander, who sings the Sinatra and Bobby Darin and Tony Bennett and those kinds of things. And then on Saturday, April the 20th, we have the Great Jersey Shore Burger Contest, which is a competition among restaurants for the title, the best burger at the Jersey Shore. And again, they provide sample sizes, and it's a walk-around event, and people get to taste all of them and vote for their favorite. And then we also have a craft beer bar for them to take advantage of, and also live music, which this time is Pennington Station.
Okay.
And then on Sunday the 28th, we have an event called Summer of 24, a Rosé Day, and it's a tasting of different styles of rosé from around the world. And we have a cheese bar and charcuterie bar by Molly Boards, and live music by Turnpike Mike. And all of those events have, you can buy tickets online at JerseyShoreRestaurantWeek.com.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask, because these are all ticketed, the ones we're referring to right now are ticketed events, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. And we're spanning out roughly for both the fall and the spring time frame is about a week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's about 10 days.
Okay.
We plan both of the restaurant weeks at times that are generally slow for the restaurant business.
Okay.
So April is, you know, before the season starts and kind of the end of the winter, so it's a slow time for restaurants. So Restaurant Week gives them a real shot in the arm for business. And the same for November. The summer and the fall are over. We're starting into winter, so it's another kind of slow period for the restaurants. So, again, it gives them a shot in the arm.
Got it. And with the, I know you have chefs that are involved. Is it something that you had to, I would imagine, actively recruit at the beginning? Or do you have people reaching out to you now? Or how does that collaboration work?
You're absolutely right. At the beginning, we just had to knock on doors and convince people that this was a good promotion for them. And when you think about it, we charge them a fee to promote the whole event.
Okay.
And the fee works out to about $35 a day. So it's really, really hard for them to get any other kind of promotional activity for only $35
a day. Oh, yes, for sure, yeah.
And it's proven over the years that, A, the consumer loves it, and B, the restaurants like it because they get extra business out of it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it works out really well that way.
Yes, yes, as for sure. So with the fall event, pretty much same locations and restaurants, or does anything vary with the two seasons?
Yeah, pretty much same restaurants participate.
Okay.
In the fall, we do a thing called the Dream Dinner, and we invite five chefs to each come and cook a course. It's a sit-down event, and each course is paired with wines and also live music. We do Great Jersey Shore Martini Contest, where area bars come and their bartenders make a concoction, and the consumer goes around and tastes them all.
Okay,
it's a small glass, so they can go and do it.
Yeah,
and again they vote on it and so forth. And then this fall we're going to do a new event called a Crab Fest, and people come and we spread newspapers on tables, and you get crabs and you drink cold beer and cold wine and just have a good afternoon.
Yes, that brings back memory. I'm originally from Virginia, right? Uh-huh. So growing up in a Tidewater area, we would just go crab ourselves. Crab was like, you know, even a local creek. You didn't have to go down to a big body of water per se. And it's not as prolific in this area, but nonetheless, when you have an opportunity to have some crab, it catches my attention. So Jersey Shore has its own version. Are there any other restaurant? I'm not aware of any other restaurant weeks in the state. Are you all the only ones?
No, there are. There's one in Atlantic City.
Okay.
There's one in the Cape May area.
Okay.
I think Montclair might have one. I think Morristown has one.
Okay.
But all in kind of various sizes.
Yes.
Most of them, I think, do it once a year.
Got it. Okay. All right. So for this one, you gave the website. I want to make sure I give that a plug as well. If anyone wants information or to reserve tickets, they can go. I'm going to post this website up here as well for those who are viewing.
So it's JerseyShoreRestaurantWeek.com.
Okay. All right. That's pretty straightforward. We are going to record. So those who do watch the channel on YouTube, we're going to be on site. I don't know specifically which event we're going to attend quite yet, but obviously I'm going to announce that in advance before we go down there to film, just so we get a good feel for the event itself, give some video footage. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, Jim, you'll be on site somewhere, I would imagine, right, for each event. So we'll look to connect with Jim while we're down there and, you know, get to I'm not sure if either of our previous two guests, both Casey Webb and Chef Burke, would be. They mentioned it to me. That's how I knew to reach out and try and get a connection with you. But do they typically, have they had any past activity there, either Casey or Chef Burke?
Chef Burke has three restaurants that participate in Restaurant Week. And he's a great guy to work with. He's always available to do things with us. And they participate very well. Casey, I don't know.
So Casey, I didn't know Casey by name. I had only known the show A Man Versus Food on formerly Food Network, but now Cooking Channel. Okay. So that show, my family grew up watching it, my kids and my wife. And then they had a reboot of the show because it stopped airing at one point. But Casey, who is a New Jersey native, I didn't know. That fact is the new host for the show.
Oh, okay.
Right. So had him up here, and we were just talking through some food like you and I are doing now. So Chef Burke was the following week, and he referred specifically to the event. So definitely something. I'm certainly a fan of food and fan of quality food. So it's something that I felt that we as a group would participate in and come and get some film footage, because anytime that we can promote anything New Jersey, I want to try to support local business. All right. So, we will certainly be there, on site. The fall event, is that typically, what's that time frame? Is it an October kind of time frame?
It's actually November. It starts the first Friday in November and goes for 10 days.
Okay. Because I know you said there's like that typical slowdown time. So that probably is like that early November time frame. Yep. Got it. All right. Just off the top of your head, are there any, and I know, you know, your chair, so it may be hard to say, but are there some favorite either events or locations that you've kind of taken favor to over the years? Anything that stands out?
You know, the interesting thing is that Restaurant Week provides an opportunity for the consumer to try new restaurants that they may yeah. not have been to before.
Right.
In fact, almost 90% of the, when we do follow-up surveys, almost 90% of the consumers tell us they try a new restaurant during Restaurant
Week. Oh, nice.
And they dine out 50% more than a normal week during right. Restaurant Week.
Right.
And so it's an opportunity for them to try new restaurants and try restaurants that maybe they thought were too expensive for them, but they get to come to our events or they get to participate in Restaurant Week, and it gives them an opportunity to find something new and then right. hopefully go back again.
Right.
And so that's a great thing for the consumer, but it's also a great thing for the restaurant because they get to reach people that they never saw before, and all of a sudden they become a new customer. So
right.
it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Oh, it is. It is. No doubt about it. And background-wise, I mean, I know you said you have a travel business mm-hmm. as well. Did you have a food background per se, or is just something when, like you were mentioning, you were on the road and you saw that and it just sparked a thought?
Yeah, I love food. Always have been a foodie my whole life. It's funny, I was telling somebody one time, back when I was in the corporate world and living in the Midwest, Playboy used to put out a top 20 restaurants in the country.
Okay.
And I was traveling all the time around the country. And at one point, I think I got to 15 of the 20
okay.
in a year. So food and wine has always been kind of a hobby for me. And my background is marketing. So this whole thing kind of fit perfectly. You know, when we realized that there was no Restaurant Week at the Shore,
right?
It was a void that we thought we could fill easily. So.
Yes, yes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, again, we are looking forward to the spring event specifically. New Jersey Living will be there on site. We just will have to determine what that day will be. Once we have that, we'll announce and be prepared for some of the footage down there. I'm leaning towards the burger competition right now, but I'll be in touch with you, Jim, to kind of narrow down how we want to best lay out logistically the map of the time that we're down there. So if you are a fan of food, or definitely if you are down the shore, my shore viewers, we are going to be filming in Spring Lake pretty soon. So I may, in fact, what I'm now thinking about it, Jim, I may try to do something that coincides with the Spring Lake episode, because we do have a schedule to visit Spring Lake in the next few weeks. So maybe I'll try and coordinate those together. So if you are Northern Jersey, it's worth a visit. And the thing is, Jim, everybody visits the shore, I feel, anyway, at some point, right? So,
well, it's interesting. Again, in our follow-up research, 18% of the people that come and participate in Restaurant Week are from outside the shore. So
right.
they're from New York and Connecticut yeah. and places like out at Princeton and so forth.
Right.
So people from other areas like to come down and spend a few days and enjoy the restaurants. So.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's my experience of being, you know, more northern New Jersey where I live. You know, everybody does have an experience that they, you know, take an excursion down to the shore at some point. So this is certainly an event that you don't want to miss. We want to flash the website up again one more time. You can order your ticket. Now, with the ticket, I'm going to ask, just because I'm thinking about what some people who have not done this before may be curious about, are the tickets for one given restaurant, or is it for a specific event? How do the ticketing and the purchase of that work? I don't know if there's multiple day, one location.
So, reservations and tickets for the individual restaurants are done through the individual restaurant.
Okay.
And the three-course menus are either $32, which are for kind of casual pub-style restaurants, or $42, which are for more fine dining restaurants.
Okay.
But again, you would use the restaurant's own reservation system to make those reservations. The special event tickets are available on our website, and most of those events are in the $60 to $65 range.
Okay. And that would be like the burger
exactly.
event. That would be that. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right. So, and now that I'm thinking about it, do they have, if we go to the website, Does it give me the restaurant names or
yep.
locations?
So all of the restaurants that participate are on our website, and we post their Restaurant Week menus as well.
Oh, nice. Okay. So,
and then there's also a link to their reservation system.
Okay. All right. Well, everything is set up for you when you go to the website, apparently. So this is something definitely to book on your calendar, take a look at it. Everybody typically makes their shore visit schedule from my area more about, you know, May, June, July. But you'll want to, you know, take notice of what your calendar looks like late April to take an opportunity to go down, support local business, and have a good time and some good food. So I want to thank Jim. Appreciate you coming out again.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. To be able to provide those insights and your experiences. Those who are watching, again, be sure to click like, subscribe, notification bell. We have some more great content coming your way. We're going to be diving back into real estate market again for our next episode. We've been three consecutive episodes, Jim, on food, right? So for a real estate podcast, which we do address a diverse array of issues and topics. So we're not strictly real estate, but we'll be diving back into the market next week. So between now and then, be sure to, again, click like, subscribe, notification bell, stay safe, and stay tuned to New Jersey Living. I'll see you next week.